I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Human dignity has been the ground that we typically have appealed to for any notion of human rights. For instance, I mean, you just go down the list, the right to privacy, the right to make decisions for oneself, or what we call self-determination, the right not to be discriminated against. Racism is a violation of human rights and a violation of the notion of human dignity. And you can just go down the line. What I think is instructive and in some ways very frightening to me is that the very notion of human dignity is now under assault. For instance, philosopher Ruth Macklin, who is at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, wrote in a British medical journal just a few years ago that dignity is a useless concept. And then Steven Pinker, that many of your listeners will know, is a famous neuropsychologist at Harvard University, wrote the book The Language Instinct. Steven Pinker, during the previous president's administration, said to the President's Council on Bioethics under Leon Cass, the problem is, this is Pinker now, the problem is that dignity is a squishy, subjective notion hardly up to the heavyweight moral demands assigned to it, which is another way of saying that the notion of human dignity is something which is so difficult to define in Pinker's view that it's meaningless. Now, that's profound. It is a profound statement to say that something which has found its way into nearly every statement of human rights and human protection, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948, that notion of human dignity and inherent human value is now under assault in our culture. And what do we make of that? Well, it's just another example of the fact that our moral compass is off course, or another example of what you say at the beginning of the show, that we now no longer can agree on even the most basic ethical principle. So for me, and my understanding of human dignity as a Christian, of course, is it's grounded. Human dignity is grounded in our being made in the image and likeness of God. And because we've been made in His image and likeness, and every human being's been made in His image and likeness, there are certain moral obligations or ethical obligations I have to others. I should treat them. I should not harm them. I should treat them well. The extension of neighbor love belongs to them. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and my neighbor as myself, because my neighbor's made in the image of God.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.